Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on June 10, regarding Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Salcedo, S-A-L-C-E-D-O. Jeffrey Salcedo is a 37-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 4/28/21, but he was lifting a heavy can of dirt when this occurred. But as a result, he believes he injured the right side of his back, lower back, and leg, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph, as per the treatment records provided, Mr. Salcedo was seen on 4/29/21 at Inspira Urgent Care. Period, he was diagnosed with low back pain and was placed on activity modifications. Period. He related the injury occurred the previous day and denied any similar problems in the past. Period. He states the he was lifting a container of mulch from the curb to dump it into the brush collection truck and heard a pop in his lower back. Period. He was evaluated and diagnosed as above with low back pain, for which he was prescribed medications and released. Period. New paragraph. On 5/6/21, he returned to urgent care, whereupon he was referred for physical therapy. Period. Activity modifications were continued. Period. He followed up in this group through he underwent a lumbar MRI on 5/11/21 to be inserted here. Period. He did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. He followed up at Inspira through 5/12/21. Period. His medications were refilled and he was referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. New paragraph, he was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Woods on 5/19/21. Right at that time, he related lifting up a can that weighed about 70 pounds filled with mold, mulch, and dirt. Period. He remained symptomatic. Period. Dr. Woods reviewed his diagnostic studies, noting it showed disc degeneration, disc desiccation, with no neurologic compression. Pretty recommended epidural injection at L4-5 for intervertebral disc displacement, sciatica, and radiculopathy. Period. He was seen by Dr. Young on 6/8/21. And accepted an epidural steroid injection. Period. He returned to Dr. Woods on 6/16/21, reporting 25% relief for approximately 3 days. Period. He has been working in a light duty capacity, which essentially is riding a car. Period. New paragraph. On 8/19/21, he was seen by pain specialist Dr. Kwon, K-W-O-N. Period. His diagnosis was right sacroiliac joint dysfunction, lumbago with sciatica, and lumbar sprain. Period. He recommended a right sacroiliac joint injection. Period. he continued to be seen by Dr. Kwan, and on 10/25/21, reported ongoing symptoms after epidural injections were given at Rothman. Appeared to write sacroiliac joint injection through Dr. Kwan's office did not provide significant improvement. Period. He was then referred for a functional capacity evaluation after undergoing additional lumbar facet injections on the right. Period. In paragraph, the FCE was done at 12/7/21. Appeared to determine that Mr. Salcedo performed the evaluation with maximum effort. Appeared he demonstrated the ability to work in the medium physical demand category. Period. New paragraph on 7/6/21. He had a need for treatment evaluation by spine surgeon Dr. Cataldo. Period. He admitted to a prior injury to the left lower back in 2017 or 2018. But on that occasion, he was working part-time and lifting a large TV, causing that injury. Period had a couple of weeks of therapy and improved. Afterwards, period, however, off and on, he would have some left-sided pain. Period, he denies a history of any right-sided lumbar pain. Period, Dr. Cataldo noted his course of treatment to date and performed clinical examination. His diagnosis was low back pain and sacrococcygeal disorder. Period. He was advised to attend physical therapy to focus on the right SI joint, but he was also going to see pain management for an isolated diagnostic right SI joint injection. Period. He returned to Dr. Cataldo on 11/16/21. Period. He described the FCE was ordered by Dr. Kwan as there may be significant symptom magnification. Period. He related feeling worse on this visit despite having 42 sessions of physical therapy. Period. The injection by Dr. Kwan also did not help. Period. It was Dr. Cataldo who recommended the FCE on 11/16/21. Period. Physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. On 12/14/21, Dr. Cataldo met with him telephonically. Period, he continued to have back and right leg pain and tingling. Period, ibuprofen or Tylenol provided temporary relief. Period, he denied any interim treatment. Period. He was surprised that Dr. Cataldo opined there were no spinal surgical treatment recommendations. Period, the petitioner could work light duty within the restrictions generated by the FCE on a permanent basis. Period, remained at maximum medical improvement from the previous visit of 11/16/21. Period. Physical, stretch that. New paragraph. Prior records show Mr. Salcedo was seen on 7/18/18 by Dr. Meskin, M-E-S-K-I-N. Period, he had a huge lump on his face that began the previous day from what he thought was a mosquito bite. Period. He was diagnosed with an insect bite and cellulitis, for which he was started on Augmentin and diphenhydramine for itching. Period. On 6/18, he saw Dr. Meskin again, stating on 3/18, he was told to pick up a 32-inch TV That has a big back. Petty stated it weighed 200 pounds. Petty, when he went to lift, it put a lot of pressure on his left leg. Petty woke up the next day, which was Saturday morning, with his legs, feet, and lower back numb. Petty felt like ants were crawling underneath his feet, and he was in extreme pain. Period. He denied a history of sciatica or herniated discs. Period. Dr. Meskin examined him and initiated him on conservative care for left-sided sciatica. Period. This included physical therapy. Period. He followed up but remained symptomatic. Period. New paragraph. A lumbar MRI was done on 8/25/18 to be inserted here. Period. It noted, that's up. He followed up with Dr. Meskin through 9/11/18 when he had negative straight leg raising maneuvers at 90 degrees. Period. He stated he was feeling much better, as if he was brand new. Period. He's been working at the Deptford Mall to try to exercise. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Deep tendon reflexes were 1 plus at the patella bilaterally, but 2 plus at the Achilles. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic, he had a markedly increased kyphotic curve, but no apparent scars. Lumbosacral, he was able to walk on his heels and stand on his toes. Petty sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to only 10 degrees on a volitional basis. Period, right side bending was full to 25 degrees with tenderness. Period, left side bending, comma extension, comma bilateral rotation were full without discomfort. Petty retended the palpation at the lumbosacral junction and the right paravertebral muscles in the absence of spasm, but there was none in the left. Period, supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 80 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, he had a positive reverse flip maneuver for symptom magnification. Period, on the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. And put this underlined. Inspection revealed deconditioned musculature about his spines, comma, legs, comma, and torso. Period. Impressions. On 4/28/21, Jeffrey Salcido lifted a can that was filled with mulch and was quite heavy. Period, he believed he injured his lower back, and the next day was seen in urgent care. Period, he was noted to have a history of a prior low back injury in 2018. Period, conservative measures were instituted. Period, on 5/11/21, he had a lumbar MRI to be inserted here. Period, new paragraph, he then was seen by Dr. Young, who performed certain injections to the back. Period, then also saw Dr. Cataldo, who concluded he did not have surgical indications. Period, on 12/7/21, he participated in a functional capacity evaluation and found he was capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Pretty less so Dr. Cataldo on 12/14/21, having completed therapy on 9/27/21. Period. New paragraph, Mr. Salcido previously injured his lower back in 2018, leading to a lumbar MRI on 8/25/18 to be inserted here. Period. The current exam found he had deconditioned musculature and a markedly increased thoracic kyphotic curve. Period. He had also markedly variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period, sitting and supine straight leg raise and maneuvers did not correlate with one another. Period, neural tension signs were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back, regardless of cause. Period. He does have degenerative changes consistent with his age. period. Moreover, his increased kyphotic curve in the thoracic spine suggests additional underlying pathology throughout the spine. Period. End.